Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government have conducted a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports dozens of airstrikes at eastern Aleppo, and even though the airstrikes ended, skirmishes are still taking place around the northern and southern edges of the city. Fresh round of bombing came just before today's meeting between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It will be the first meeting between the two since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks over Syria earlier this month. A spokesman for the U.S.-led foreign military coalition in Afghanistan says it's worried about the number of casualties Afghan security forces have suffered in recent battles with the Taliban. More than 100 personnel of the Afghan National Defense and Security Force have died within the past 2 weeks while defending the southern city of Yashgar-Gah, and dozens more have been wounded. Taliban continues to stage repeated attacks on the capital of Helmand Province, where the Afghan government is in full control of only 2 of 14 districts. 3 people have been arrested in the U.S. state of Kansas for allegedly planning an attack on a mosque and a housing complex. Reports said the suspects are members of a right-wing militia. If the 3 defendants are convicted, they face a maximum sentence of life in prison. The attack is believed to have targeted a Somali immigrant community. The area of Kansas has a meatpacking plant, lots of immigrant population employed there. This is VOA News.